Talking and not talking with Laura Solon.
Not when I was growing up, no. My mother wouldn't have any animals in cages, you see, so hamsters, guineas, bears, they were all off limits. She always said if you put an animal in a cage, it will study you, find your weaknesses, and then use them to destroy you. On the other hand, she also said she invented wheelie bins. And she didn't. She just liked to have something to tell people when they came round.
You've got to have a dog, innit? You've got to have a dog. You cannot not have a dog, you know. I'm not saying you can't mix it up. You could have a dog and a fish, a dog and a cat, a dog and a horse. You could even have a dog and a mouse if you wanted. But, I mean, the mouse won't like it. But you've got to ask yourself, do you care?
I don't know if it's relevant, but I've always been able to do brilliant impressions of horses. Hang on. That's a horse walking. That's a horse neighing. That's a horse doing. And that's a horse sleeping. I don't like to brag about it, but some people have said it's more like a horse than an actual horse.
It's hard to believe, but we used to live in a house, didn't we, Nigel?
Yes, we did.
A plain, boring, everyday, ordinary, detached, ordinary, red brick house.
Always been a house, never been anything else.
I don't know how we put up with it, I really don't. But then last year, we moved into a barn conversion. And it's completely changed our lives.
It used to be a barn, do you understand? A dusty lean-to outhouse for tractors and sheep. But now it's an astonishing three-bedroom dwelling with underfloor heating and, wait for it, two Argas.
People respect us now, they do. They say, do you see that couple, Nigel and Sally? They live in a barn conversion. Stop it. They do. I don't believe it. Well, believe.
My sister is afraid to ring me now.
Of course she is.
She says it makes her feel useless. And I've said to her, what is it? Is it the space? Is it the two en suites? Is it the 100-foot south-facing reception room?
People have stood in that room and cried.
And she says it's all of those things. And the exposed beam.
And the space as well.
Well, I've said the space, but there is so much of it. Yes, you're right, it's worth saying twice.
So our message would be, if you are able to, get rich and live in a barn. It will change your life. Although, if you're going to buy one with a mezzanine level that has an 18-foot drop and you're hosting a 5-year-old's birthday party, you might want to invest in crash mats or bean bags.
They went off like lemmings.
As far as I can make out, there's been a bit of silliness in the library. The room with the books! It's Skinny Edward in the reference section versus Marie in children's literature. Something about milk, maybe? Buying milk? I don't really know. I like milk. It goes with everything. Cereal, tea, other milk. My brother, on the other hand, won't touch the stuff, since he went allergic to it in the 1980s. Although, of course, he calls them the lost years, because he spent them living as a woman.
Marie, I have a bone to pick with you.
Have you really? Hang on one second, though. What's that noise?
What noise?
Danger, git, danger, git, danger, git. Sorry, it's just my git alarm going off. Must have been triggered by something.
Very clever, Marie. I suppose you think this is clever as well.
Not really, it's just a piece of paper. I'm more impressed by robots.
I'm talking about what's on the paper. The silly, childish email sent to all library staff from you about me.
Whatever are you talking about? You are Edward, who works in the reference section and who is very annoying. If you read it carefully, this email's about Medward, who works in the reference section and who, P.S., is a munt.
You
Sample complete. Ready to continue?